Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about free radicals, not free the radicals. Free radicals, not a heavy metal band or anything. That'd be a good name for a band.
It would be.
Free radicals.
Yeah, the free radicals. We should form a band and call it that.
Yeah, but we have no music talent. So
well, you do.
To healthcare.
But, yeah, okay. Definitely I don't.
So, Dr. Prather, we hear a lot, you know, about free radicals. What are free radicals? I keep wanting to say free the radicals.
you're on that kick right there.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that, you know, when I talk about free radicals, people are always a little confused. Mm-hmm. And what I say, it's actually an electron that has been kicked off, usually off of an oxygen molecule, but it can be other different types of ways. And it travels through the body and will damage the system. So a good way to, what I like to tell people is, have you ever seen like a gate get rusty? Mm-hmm. You know how metal gets rusty? That's free radical pathology hitting the metal.
So we're getting rusty.
Yeah, I tell people, when I say, are you saying I'm getting rusty? Uh-huh. Also, if you cut into an apple and you leave it out and how it starts to turn brown, mm-hmm. That's free radical pathology.
And you throw it out.
And then you throw it out. So,
wow, this is going to be a really encouraging show.
So I go through that with people. So I sit there and I says, you know, as we're looking at everything, you know, looking at your lab tests, the different tests that we do, I said, you know, we have a real problem with free radicals that's causing a lot of issue in your system. And everybody always wonders what it is. And I use the analogy of a rusty gate and an old brown apple, and people really appreciate those analogies. Mm-hmm. And say, oh my goodness, is that what you're comparing me to?
Oh, not encouraging.
Yes.
So how important are free radicals to our health?
They're very important because those electrons, as they travel through our system, cause a lot of damage. The two biggest things that the two biggest killers out there is cardiovascular disease and cancer, and there's a very strong correlation between free radicals and both of those.
Oh, interesting.
So you know, if you're talking about how important free radicals are, that's very much involved in quite a few other things, but specifically in cardiovascular disease and cancer. So I always say that that's a real important thing to look at to help you to live as long of a life as you possibly can.
And you're saying those are the number one and number two killers.
Number one and number two killers. And so you're talking about, so it is a very important type of thing and something that's not really talked about by the by most medical doctors. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, when I bring that up and say that, you know, that's something that we really need to work on, it can be a real big key in helping to keep people healthy and feeling well. Mm-hmm. So looking at that is one of the things that we do very, very differently than most of physicians that you actually go to.
Mm-hmm. Is really looking. We're going to talk about how you diagnose that and that a little later, which will be real interesting. How, you know, are free radicals dangerous?
Yes. Of course, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the number one and number two killers, that's a really big type of thing and something that should be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep my free radical pathology down, look for that. I always tell patients that as we are looking at their lab tests, and we have a specific test that actually shows up free radicals, I say this is very important to get down, and we need to recheck it and make sure that it's actually progressing along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that we really need to do to help those out? So we take it very seriously, and we also help our patients to understand how serious they are.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So how do free radicals cause cardiovascular disease?
Well, the most common thing that occurs with free radicals and what they found is that as those free radicals, what happens is they shoot through the body.
There are these electrons, you're saying?
Electrons. And they cause damage on the endothelial lining of the arteries. It is one of the big things that we measure. And if that's occurring, then the body, it's like another way that you can actually look at free radicals when you get a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's free radical pathology coming from the sun.
Mm.
So the sun comes down, hits your skin, or if you were to get an x-ray burn, those are all free radical damage evidence of those.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually burn the lining of the arteries, and the body tries to protect it. So that's the main reason that the body starts to lay down a plaque, which becomes hardening of the arteries and becomes arteriosclerosis. Once arteriosclerosis is established, then you start to get atherosclerosis, where there's fat deposits that start to occur. And it's the fat deposits, you know, from the cholesterol, triglycerides that are going through the body, really don't adhere unless they have been hit by free radicals. So the whole arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis type of a scenario is completely an evidence of free radical pathology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm old, so of course my arteries are hardening. But there are people who don't have that. And it's a very direct correlation between the level of free radicals you have and your body's ability to handle those. And if you can keep the free radicals down, it actually helps out with the whole process along those lines. Matter of fact, if you could control your free radicals, you would look like you're 21 the rest of your life.
Now, you've talked about oxygenation. So does it go hand in hand?
Hands with goes very much in line with oxygenation.
Of your body.
Of your body. So free radicals is what causes wrinkles to start to develop. The changes in the skin. Liver spots. There's a whole host of things that are associated with aging. But the problem is that the body's breaking down and allowing more free radicals to occur, which actually is what's causing the aging. And then the damage that is done by the free radicals actually creates more free radicals.
Okay, so those darn liver spots.
Those darn liver spots.
Huh.
Those are completely a sign of free radical pathology.
Interesting.
So it's something that you can actually look at somebody and see what their level of free radical pathology is. Smoking increases free radicals hugely.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people who are smokers have more wrinkles and also get older quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Is because of the free radical pathology that's occurring.
So with cardiovascular, you were talking about it.
It
goes along the lining, creating that plaque.
Yes. It actually damages and injures the lining. And the body protects that by putting down plaque, calcifying the artery. If we have a lot of people who come through show up free radical pathology and arteriosclerosis. We work that with them. We usually recheck that in 3 months, do the different tests that are involved with that. Mm-hmm. And we've had people get completely clear. Wow. You see a complete change along the on how much arteriosclerosis is going on.
I just went over.
Yeah, I just went over it with one gentleman, and he was at a very high risk for cardiovascular disease. Had very heavy amounts of arteriosclerosis along with the free radical pathology, and in 3 months we saw a dramatic decrease. Where really the arteries were normal at that point. Mm. So it was very nice to see that, like mm-hmm. to see those types of changes. And as we can do that, then it really helps people to be younger, live longer, because that has a huge effect.
And have quality of life.
All right.
When we come back, let's talk about free radicals and how they contribute to cancer.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
When you're talking about structure function care, what we're doing is improving the health of the individual. Really, the only way that you can be able to make a difference on chronic kidney disease, not just slow it down, but reverse it, is through structure function care. Because you're talking about healing the kidneys. And healing the kidneys is the answer to chronic kidney disease. Pharmaceuticals don't heal anything. Now, they're very important when you're talking about diabetes. If you are type 1 diabetic, you thank God for insulin. If you are not controlling your diabetes, or if you come in and it's uncontrolled at that point, we need to give you some medication to get it under control until we can figure out how to heal you up, how to get your weight down, how to do all the different types of things so that you don't have to be on the pharmaceuticals anymore. If you come in and you are already in chronic kidney disease and it's causing severe hypertension, then you have to be on a high blood pressure medicine to get that under control until we can figure out how to fix the kidneys. So pharmaceuticals are absolutely wonderful, nothing against them at all, but they're not going to heal anything. They're there to control a crisis and to keep it under control until you can get to the underlying root and then try to fix it. When you're talking about structure function care, where you're bringing things from imbalance to balance to homeostasis, and you start a healing process, that is essential for chronic kidney disease. If you're talking about dealing with this in a reasonable type of a way, where you can really make a difference, structure function care has to be part of the discussion. If it's not, you're not really interested in fixing the chronic kidney disease. So structure function has to be in the loop on that. And unfortunately, it's not. That's why we're having such a problem. That's why the Center of Disease Control is saying, hey, we got a crisis here. What do we do about it? We're not getting any type of results on it. So structure function care is really what we're talking about in here as an answer to chronic kidney disease. And it is the answer to chronic kidney disease.
So how effective is structure function care in the treatment of chronic kidney disease?
Amazing. We've had top-notch physiologists looking at our results, mm-hmm. the changes that we're making on the chronic kidney disease, and they're blown away by it.
And you're talking about blood work.
We're talking about evidence-based. Mm-hmm. We know whether we're making a difference or not. Other people know whether we're making a difference or not. Patient knows whether we're making a difference or not. And we are truly making some amazing changes on chronic kidney disease that really no one else is.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about free radicals, a very interesting topic, Dr. Prather. We don't hear a lot about it, but very important to health. So we talked about, in the first segment, how free radicals can cause cardiovascular disease. We're talking about the number one killer and the number two killer, cardiovascular disease and cancer. So how do free radicals contribute to cancer?
Well, when you have those electrons shooting through the body and it's a high level of those, they can actually go in there and cause damage to the cells themselves. And oftentimes that is one of the things that can kick off cancer. That's one of the reasons that they say don't get sunburned, because it can kick off skin cancer, is because of the free radical damage that occurs along those lines. Also, if you were to get high levels of X-ray, that can kick off cancer. It's well known too, and it's the free radical damage that occurs. But you can also, we also develop our own free radicals on different types of things that are normal processes in our body. And as the high levels of, the higher the levels of free radicals, the more likely there is to cause damage to the cell. And the damage to the cell can turn a cell into a cancerous cell. So there's a very strong correlation to the level of free radical pathology that you have and your likelihood of getting cancer. It's not the only thing that's involved with that, but a very major factor. So
I don't want to ever get sunburn again.
Well, those types of that's one of the biggest things that actually kicks off skin cancer is the getting sunburned. You know, if interestingly enough, people who live out in the sun all the time, you know, and don't wear that many clothes and walk around in it, actually don't
wear that many clothes.
Well, I mean, you know, that are out there that in other words, they're always tan. They don't get sunburn. They don't usually get skin cancer. It's the people who get out there and have several episodes where they get sunburn that skin cancer actually develops. So that's one of the major
people
stressors.
From the north when we go down to Florida.
Right. So, you know, really controlling your levels of free radicals is one thing that is very, very helpful in preventing cancer. It's also something that's very important if you have cancer and then after cancer, so it doesn't come back. Oftentimes, a lot of the treatments with chemo, radiation, produces a huge amount of free radical pathology. So one of the things that I tell people is that as we measure them and find the high levels after their cancer, I said, you know, well, a lot of that is actually created by the treatments themselves. So we need to get that down, get that under control. That will cut down on your likelihood of getting cancer.
Cancer again.
Right.
Interesting. So when they've gone into remission or something like that, the treatments like chemo or radiation can cause more free radicals.
More free radicals. And then actually set you up for getting cancer again. So looking at that, those types of things are really important. And making sure that if that is something that you're concerned about, making sure those free radicals are under control.
Okay. So how are free radicals produced in our body? You talk about electrons and shooting electrons. Are they like little spaceships?
Yeah. So you know how they talk about antioxidants?
Yes.
Well, the most unstable molecule in our body is oxygen. Matter of fact, that's why it combines so well with other things. And we have something called an oxidative process, where we make the energy in our body. So there's a process where it takes oxygen, and then there's changes that occur, and we actually are able to make ATP, which is the energy packets. And if that process doesn't go as well as it should, then we produce an excess of free electrons. So the oxygen molecule has a very unstable electron number, so it's very easy to knock those off. And when that occurs, then we just through the normal processes of our body, we get electrons that go flying off, and we need to get those under control. Matter of fact, the body has a whole mechanism of trying to control that. So it's a very important part. In other words, our body understands that this is a problem and has actually developed defense mechanisms against it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why when people sit there and say, you know, you need your antioxidants, that's what they're talking about, is things to actually fight free radicals.
Okay. You hear that a lot, antioxidant.
Antioxidants, yeah. And people are like, oh, that's important. And then you ask them, what's an antioxidant? And they go, I'm not sure. But it's different vitamins, nutrients that are known to absorb those free radicals, those free electrons that are floating around in your body,
mm-hmm.
causing
important.
Damage.
Yeah. Important. We're going to talk further about that. Are there other ways to get free radical damage?
There are. Of course, you know, we had talked about the sunshine, x-rays are another different types of way. Heavy metal toxicity creates a tremendous amount of free radicals. It throws off the body on how it's working. Nutritional deficiencies can also lead to free radical damage because the oxidative process itself is dependent upon different vitamins, minerals, proteins. If those are not there in adequate numbers, then that actually kind of makes a hiccup and kicks off more electrons than would normally be produced.
Mm-hmm.
So nutritional has a great deal to do with that. Also, toxicities in the body, if the liver's toxic, if the kidneys are backed up, not working right, if you have a toxic bowel, if that's one of the biggest things that can kick up free radicals. So toxins in the gut also produce. So any type of a poison stressor on the body. Some of the other things is just naturally occurring types of things. When you exercise and you produce lactic acid, that can actually kick up a lot of the free radicals, too.
Interesting, really, the lactic acid.
Yes, so, you know, mm-hmm. even some of the things that are good for you can also help produce the free radical pathology, increase that in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at all those different types of things really makes a big look on lifestyle. Diet also can play a big role, too.
So what other changes occur with free radical pathology?
Well,
oh, and you know, you talked about liver spots. What about moles?
Moles. Most of the skin problems, skin tags, moles, liver spots, are all connected to free radicals. Even wrinkles are free radical pathology. The loosening of the skin. You know, how's you? One of the things that you test for on skin, on how old you are, is to be able to grab the skin, pull on it, if it's real turbid and really hold, has a good trigger to it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually doesn't pull that much, but if the skin starts to become loose, that is a sign of free radical pathology.
Mm.
It can affect other different types of things. The eyes. Cataracts are 100% a free radical pathology type of a issue. So, you know, your vision has a lot to do with it,
mm-hmm.
The whole aging process. So skin is a real big area. The vascular system, preventing cancer, but cataracts, if you're really looking to prevent cataracts, or you've been diagnosed that you're starting to get cataracts, floaters in the eyes also are a sign of free radical pathology.
Mm, interesting.
So that's one of the early indicators.
You hear people complaining about that, yeah.
Yeah. aching and pains throughout the body. Heavy free radicals, the higher the level of free radicals that you have in your body, the more aches and pains you have. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of people that have high levels of free radicals. We reduce those, and they had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And all of a sudden, once we get the free radicals down, the fibromyalgia goes away.
Mm-hmm. They are very important.
Very important area.
In the treatment, and we're going to talk about that when we come back on Free Radicals.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Was the bowels. Boy, that'd run a lot of good love songs, wouldn't it? Don't tell my bowels, my achy, breaky bowels. I left my bowels in San Francisco. What'd they do for love songs? I mean, think about it, ladies. If you're in the Old Testament, can you hear your husband? He puts you in his arms. He goes, oh, baby. Baby, you move me, baby. Not the same as the heart, is it?
Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about free radicals. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about, because I'm real inquisitive, we've been talking about free radicals. What are the ways to test for free radical pathology?
Well, you can see it on blood tests, and then we also have a specialized test with electrical conduction through the body that tests, we use it to test both the nervous system and the circulatory system. And one of the tests we do is we check on endothelial arterial health, mm-hmm. and that actually shows up whether there's free radicals. The other thing is on blood tests, there's a clumping that occurs. So the red blood cells, when they when there's a lot of, because the free radicals really go through the blood system quite a bit. That's a major area that they accumulate. And if you have free radicals in your blood, the blood will actually clump together because the free radicals make the red blood cells sticky. So it is something that shows up on the what we call the CBC, mm-hmm. and we can see that on the blood test, and then we confirm it also with the electrical tests to show up that there's free radical damage starting to occur. So it's a pretty accurate type of a test, ones that are very helpful to find out, and we use both of those to kind of confirm that.
And insurance covers.
They do. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happens if you do have the clumping of red blood cells, it cuts down on the oxygenation out through the whole body. Mm-hmm. Because the oxygen exchange actually occurs in the arterioles, where there is a really thin artery, and then the blood passes through that and actually absorbs the oxygen. But if all the red blood cells are being clumped together, you don't have that occurring. So it really cuts down on the oxygenation of the whole system and causes further damage because of that.
I wish you were my chemistry teacher. It makes would have been a lot more interesting. Especially when you get into your military analogies of what's going on in the body.
Especially with the white blood cells.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk. Can free radical pathology be prevented or reversed?
Yes.
That's encouraging.
Yes, we see that on a regular basis where, and the results of the free radical pathology. If you can catch, like, cataracts, which is a damage to the lens of the eyes, where it starts to become thicker and can cause blindness. 40,000 people a year in the United States become blind because of cataracts. Mm. And then there's a huge amount of surgeries that are done. Cataract surgery is very well known. And a lot of people just consider, well, I'm getting old, so naturally I'm going to get cataracts.
Yeah.
First sign is usually that you get some floaters, and that's a sign that you're getting free radical pathology. You need to up your antioxidants. But if you catch cataracts early enough, you can actually reverse those.
Mm-hmm.
Continually we see arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis get cleared up throughout the body as soon as you start to take down the free radicals. We also find a lot of the aches and pains that people are experiencing. Even the moles on the skin start to disappear. Liver mm-hmm. spots. I've had one woman come in, and we were dealing with a lot of conditions. I hadn't really talked about her brown spots on her arms, and she says, "Look at this! I haven't been able to see the skin on my arm for years, and all of a sudden, you know, is anything that we're doing affecting this?"
Mm-hmm.
And we said, "Oh yeah, you know, we had talked about the free radicals and the circulatory aspect of it." And some of the other aspects, because she had been feeling so much better, she said, "Wow, I didn't know that it would be clearing up my skin like this."
Mm-hmm.
She says, "I'm starting to look younger and feel younger." And truthfully, she was becoming younger. Because if you can reverse the free radical pathology, you actually reverse the time clock. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it's the free radical pathology that actually ages us. So the best anti-aging thing that you can possibly do is control your free radical pathology.
Well, let's talk about that. You're talking about antioxidants. Are supplements helpful with free radicals?
Supplements
are we talking about antioxidants?
Yes. The antioxidants people usually talk about is vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin E. All of those are very, very helpful.
And we just did a show on each of those.
Yes. And vitamin E is extremely excellent for antioxidants. That's really a great way to kind of go after it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they had been really pushing is that vitamin E would help with cardiovascular disease. That was one of the things that was real popular. They had done some other studies and showed that it didn't really work. But they actually didn't, on the other studies, they didn't use proper vitamin E. They didn't use natural vitamin E. So there was some little fudging along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when you're talking about antioxidants, not just the vitamins, but selenium is very well known, which is a mineral. Glutathione is very important. CoQ10, you know, they talk mm-hmm. about that for the heart. Because it's a great antioxidant, gets oxygen in there, really helps to save the heart, especially from free radical damage and aging on that.
And that's CoQ10.
CoQ10. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, of course, that happens with cholesterol-lowering medication is that it reduces your CoQ10 throughout your body. So you're taking something to help your heart, but then it's actually causing problems. And everyone who's taking a cholesterol-lowering medication, a Lipitor in that family, should be taking CoQ10 with it. That should just be a given type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing. One of our favorites that we use in our office is alpha-lipoic acid. Mm-hmm. And acetylcysteine are also really good antioxidants to use.
Good. Can you repeat those again?
I sure can. Mm-hmm. Of course, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E are all very important vitamin antioxidants, but also selenium. Glutathione is extremely important, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, and acetylcysteine. Those are the ones that are pretty well recognized, but there are more that can actually play a role in some of the free radical fighting.
And those we carry at our
We carry all those.
Natural pharmacy.
One of the things that we do is we do a blood evaluation and urine evaluation to see what nutrients you're actually deficient in. Mm-hmm. So let's say we find someone who is positive for free radicals. It's not that we're just throwing all of these in there. What we do is we actually test to make sure that we know exactly which products are going to be helpful. Mm-hmm. And then that's why we get such good results with our fighting free radicals, because we're not just guessing on what they need.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, because you
There's
might
no
be,
guesswork, yeah.
Right, you might just be fine on your vitamin E, or that might be the main thing that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And we can actually test out to find out what products is going to work. We can retest the free radicals and make sure they're fixed. And then we can also recheck the vitamins and the nutrients to make sure that their levels are back to where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very evidence-based medicine and with very clear-cut results.
Interesting. You know, I think people have heard of antioxidants but really didn't know what they were for or you know, that it had to do with free radical pathology.
Sure. They just knew that they were supposed to be on antioxidants, whatever that was.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what dietary changes help reduce free radical pathology.
Well, yes, diet can play a very big role in free radicals. So when you're doing free radicals, you want to really cut down on the trans fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, all the things that are chemically based
mm-hmm.
in your diet, especially the fats that have been manufactured, they are not good for you, and they actually increase your free radical pathology. Also, when you heat up oils, a lot of the oils, you actually create free radical pathology in what you are actually producing. You also have to be careful on grilling because that can also produce some free radicals into your diet.
Grilling?
We do grilling anyway. And I do the right things on there to make sure that it doesn't. So
uh-huh.
There are different oils that you can use heat for. That's why I'm really big on grapeseed oil.
Grapeseed oil.
And also sesame seed oil.
Okay.
Those actually do not are not damaged from heat.
What about olive oil?
Olive oil is not really something that should be heated up.
I love my olive oil.
Well, olive oil is great. What you do is you just pour it on after you cook it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the time that you should actually use olive oil. So all the different types of oils have different types of purposes and should be used at different times. And that can really cut down on some of the free radical pathology.
Okay. Well, let's talk about exercise.
Oh, diet. Let me talk a little bit more on that.
Oh, diet. Okay.
The big things that you want to eat for your diet is fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a tremendous, you know, like the bright colored fruit. The brighter the color of the fruit, the more antioxidants that are in there.
Mm.
So those are the things that really help to prevent. So not only just the negatives, the positives along those lines. So
when you say bright, like the oranges,
yeah,
red.
Really, you know, like real deep purple plums mm-hmm. and grapes and all those types of things are really excellent mm-hmm. for fighting free radicals. So they have properties in them. There's a whole reason that they are bright and colorful. Because once free radicals start to hit them, then they start to degenerate. And so the plant actually makes products to keep free radicals at bay so that the fruit stays nice and juicy and ripe.
Interesting.
So, and we get the benefit of that once we eat it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, when we come back then, let's talk about exercise and what role that plays in free radicals.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body. And it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health and can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile, we gave it to the labs, but they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? And mm-hmm. I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, you're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile? And I said, yeah, because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are. And if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about free radicals, and we talked about dietary changes. The encouraging thing is that free radical pathology can be prevented or reversed.
Yes.
Which is encouraging.
Yes, I've been very pleased with the changes that we've seen as mm-hmm. we've been following it, that those have gotten under control, and we can see the evidence of both lab tests and diagnostic tests, and then also in the results on the patients. Mm-hmm. You know, patients are noticing the difference.
Well, I noticed with you, when we were first married, you had to wear glasses.
Correct.
And you don't anymore.
I do not.
And you're quite a bit older.
Well, thank you. You haven't aged a day. But
so
yes.
Was that from free radical pathology?
No, that was some changes in the shape of my eyeball.
Okay.
And you do exercises, and you can actually correct the shape.
Yeah, you've taught patients some of those eye exercises.
Exercises to correct the. But I have absolutely no thickening of my lens, no free radical pathology that's showing up, and whenever I have someone look at my skin, they say I've got extremely young-looking skin, which is a direct sign on how much free radical pathology is actually occurring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very low.
Yeah, you have great skin.
So whenever I do the test for the free radicals, I actually show up very low. But as you know, I've taken an awful lot of supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And I really concentrate on the free radicals, trying to keep those under control.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about exercise. What role does exercise play in free radicals?
Well, it's a very interesting thing with exercise. Exercise in moderation helps to control free radicals because the whole body works better.
Mm-hmm.
If you over-exercise, if you run marathons and do triathletes,
and a lot
triathlons,
of them, yeah.
And, you know, there's a, in other words, if you're really going after it as an athlete, if you're doing CrossFit, mm-hmm. really hard type of a workout, then that increases free radical damage because mm-hmm. you're really
even when you're
things.
Young?
Even when you're young. Mm-hmm. Less when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
But the signs of the free radical damage is the sore muscles, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can. If you are exercising heavily, you should take quite a few free radicals. I mean, quite a few antioxidants to
yeah.
kind of control that. And you will find if you're the higher the levels of your antioxidants, the less aches and pains, and the quicker your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Because the free radicals actually damage the muscles and can help to lead to injuries, and then also for a poor recovery time. So the better you do along those lines. So when I do have people who are really either professional or very active athletes, and they're kind of pushed to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the antioxidants into their system is very good. Now, for myself, I do Tai Chi,
mm-hmm.
and that actually cuts down on the number of free radicals. It's more of a milder type of an exercise, less strenuous. Walking doesn't produce a whole lot actually helps with free radical pathology because it helps the whole process along those lines. So, again, kind of a balance type of thing. No exercise is bad. Middle is really good. And then heavy exercise, if you're going to do that, you'd better supplement to make sure that you don't damage your system.
So, in moderation.
In moderation is actually the best course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just heard, there was a special, a Michael Landon. Remember him from Little House on the Prairie? And
sure.
Yeah, he died of pancreatic cancer, but, I mean, this guy was, chain smoker, and also exercising 2 hours.
Right.
A day.
As he got older, kind of pushing it. And
yeah.
Also...
I didn't know if he thought that made up for the
right
chain smoking or...
Yeah. And of course, smoking is, again, one of the worst things you can possibly do. Also, over-alcohol consumption. But again, the free radical pathology is one of the things that he was creating. If he was able to control the free radicals, then that actually would have helped his whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
You
Interesting.
Know, on preventing the cancer.
Well, let's talk about the role. You've talked a little bit smoking and alcohol play in free radicals.
Yes. It causes, the smoking is probably produces more free radical pathology than any other thing that you could possibly do.
Mm.
It's amazing how much it increases it. And it's the chemicals. Just smoking itself, anything, causes free radicals because of the smoke, you know, from that you're inhaling.
Mm-hmm.
But then... the specific things that are in cigarettes that they put are really, really terrible. The amount of tar and all those things,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the chemicals. Matter of fact, one of the things is that all chemicals I had mentioned before help to cause free radicals. Pharmaceuticals are very big free radical pathology formers.
Mm.
That's one of the things that if you are taking any type of a pharmaceutical on a regular basis, or any type of chemical ingestion, your level of free radicals increase quite dramatically.
Mm-hmm. So antioxidants are important.
Very important.
So let's talk about vitamins. What vitamins are important for free radical pathology?
Of course, the big things were the antioxidants, the
right.
vitamin A, C, and D. E is the most important one. And mm-hmm. we had a whole segment on that.
Yes, a whole radio show on it.
A whole radio show. Mm-hmm. Vitamin C, if you take those with that. Matter of fact, one of the things that they find is that vitamin D doesn't work that well. Mm-hmm. Because it's very sensitive to the free radicals. So vitamin E actually protects vitamin D so that it actually helps to maintain better. Mm. And vitamin A along with the beta carotenes is also another way to take that. Beta carotenes are what the body makes into vitamin A. Beta carotenes are those bright colored
carrots, yeah.
Yeah, all those carrots along those lines. Herbs also.
Mm-hmm.
Herbals can play a big role in helping out with the whole free radical pathology. Green tea.
Mm.
Green tea is a very well-known type of an herb to cut down on free radical pathology. And also, green tea encourages weight loss.
Ah, so it has...
And
lots of benefits.
That's another thing, is that free radicals also, because it causes damage and toxic through the body, also helps causes you to put on weight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you reduce the free radicals, you also find that there's some weight loss that occurs.
Nice.
Because the body will actually take the free radical, make a fat molecule, and then pop it in there to try to protect it. So it encourages fat formation.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric also is extremely good to help with the free radical.
Yeah.
Bilberry is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bilberry does more for free radicals than anything else. Matter of fact, I highly recommend bilberry for cataracts. The patients that we've had
now,
with cataracts.
Now, do we have that in a bilberry in a pill form?
It's actually in a dropper form.
Yeah. Okay, liquid.
Yeah, you just put in a little bit of water, drink it down, and it's excellent. Ginkgo biloba. Excellent for the arteries. We recommend that quite a bit to help to get the arteriosclerosis. Milk thistle. Now, what milk thistle does is it really works on the liver free radical pathology. When you get a lot of free radicals in the liver enzymes start to decrease. So you see a congested liver, that the liver doesn't function up to par. Milk thistle really helps to clear that out. So one of the things that we recommend quite a bit. And grapeseed. You know how
we use grapeseed oil.
Grapeseed mm-hmm. oil, we use that a lot in our household. I highly, highly recommend that
mm-hmm.
because it does protect against free radicals, and you can use grapeseed oil for high heat cooking. So anytime that we do any cooking, my favorite oil to use is grapeseed because it really cuts down on the whole free radical pathology that could create from cooking. So that's a real excellent way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So herbs, vitamins, supplementation.
The body also makes enzymes that help specifically with free radical pathology. One of the important ones is something called superoxide dismutase, SOD. And superoxide dismutase can be gotten from quite a few different types of products. There's pine bark and grapeseed. Pine bark
mm-hmm.
is one place that you can get superoxide dismutase. But our favorite place to get it is from, guess what? Grapeseeds.
Grapeseed. They came up again.
So we use that, and we prescribe superoxide dismutase, and very, very important for any type of cataracts. And then glutathione. Peroxidase is also something that the body makes, and that's very, very protective. So the body has a whole mechanism to try to absorb free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
One of the important aspects of trying to work with free radicals is cholesterol. If the cholesterol will actually go through the blood and pick up free radicals so that it's all controlled, Mm-hmm. And then whenever you have high levels of free radicals, cholesterol levels actually raise to help to protect you. So one of the big things that you can do to control your cholesterol levels is by taking antioxidants, because that lowers it, the free radical levels, which actually then drops your cholesterol level.
Interesting. But very important to get checked and do the diagnostics correctly.
Diagnostics, you should have those diagnostics done at least once a year and find out exactly what your free radical levels are. And the best way to do that is with a structure function doctor.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about the specific diagnostics. They are covered by insurance that we do at the Prather practice. Very interesting, Dr. Prather, as always. Thank you for Free the Radicals.
Free the Radicals.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.